And this is, you're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of people in the land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you. And you are listening to On the River. I'm your volunteer host, DJ Ironsides. I'll be with you here until about 4 o'clock. And thank you for joining me this wonderful late August afternoon. The Ripple River Gallery, south of Deerwood, hosts the dual exhibit Reclaimed Reframed, now through September 28th, featuring sculptures from KAXE's own John Bauer, paired with photographs from Rachel Crane. The exhibit proves that one person's trash is another person's treasure. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sundays from 11 to 4. Well, we're starting things off with the opening track from Sturgill Simpson's Sound and Fury, and I think I'm just going to let Sturgill take it away.
If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get down on your knees, pray for you. Heaven and hell have no fury. Better watch what you do. I'm gonna pray for you. Blessed be my haters. I love to hear them talk. I make waves like an alligator. Walk on water through the swamp, through the swamp. I'm gonna walk on water. If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get down on your knees, pray for you. Heaven and hell have no fury. Better watch what you do. I'm gonna pray for you. That fruit off the vine. They say I'm problematic as I turn water into wine, into wine. I'm gonna drink that wine. If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get down. Devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you.
All right, there was a newer one from Larkin Poe off of the Bloom album. It was If God is a Woman. And before that, we had a new one from Samantha Fish off Paper Doll, and that was Sweet Southern Sounds. You know, there's been a lot of really good blues coming out lately, these last 4 or 5 years or so. And those are just two of the artists that I've kind of caught a liking to. Anyway, we started the whole show off with the opening track off of Sturgill Simpson's Sound and Fury, and that was Ronin. And donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick, easy way to defend KAXE from funding cuts, and you may receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. In the United Way of 1,000 Lakes has many volunteer opportunities in Itasca County. Find a list and sign up at volunteer.uwlakes.org. And guess what? The Grand Rapids River Fest is coming up here in about a week and a half. It's on Saturday, September 6th. And this year's lineup is Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Tickets and info at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. Want to volunteer at the event? Head to GrandRapidsRiverFest.com and click on Get Involved. And let's see what else is happening in the area. Applications are now open for the University of Minnesota Extension Master Gardener Volunteer Program. Learn how to share science-based horticulture knowledge with people in your area. The course begins in January, and the deadline to apply is October 1st. To learn more, visit z.umn.edu or contact your local extension office. And I think we're going to get right back into the music here with another song from a more recent blues artist. It is Joanne Shaw Taylor and Going Home.
I'm so misunderstood, but I'm trying to be good. I'm painting, don't I feel pain? I feel pain. I feel pain. I feel pain. But I'm trying to be good. I'm painting, no, it's all built pain. It's all built pain. It's all built pain. It's all built pain.
That 64 Falcon that you sold in your 20s and regretted it was gone. Cause you thought it contained some meaning or some answers to a life that you never bothered to question or even take a good close look at. And it broke your heart to see how it had been so important, from the feeling of the steering wheel to the rubber on the road. And now it's grown to unrealistic proportions in your mind. Now in your 50s, why can't you forget how the chrome bumper shined in the sun? If you could just go back, even for a minute, you could forget how you don't even know what it was you've lost. Why you always feel so empty in spite of all you have? Were those feelings you remember even real? Were they honestly about some junky old Falcon or any other thing that you could own? Now night's all so stale, and you feel so very old, like you've taken all your chances and tossed them all aside for some stupid piece of metal, like shiny bits of trash that line the stolen nest of a greedy neighborhood crow. So you drive back to your hometown to visit with your past, but nothing looks the same anymore. Except you can see all that you squandered while you were shining all that chrome. You were handed all you needed without cost, but you were too blind to see it, and you took it all for granted, and now you want to complain. Tell me just what it was that you lost. Well, now you start to panic, and your gas is running low, and you need to find some meaning for you stranded on the road. And the engine finally dies near a soybean field of dust. You just sit and watch the sunset turn the entire sky to rust. Turn the entire sky to rust. Turn the entire sky to rust.
And there we had Charlie Parr with the title track off of his album, The Last of the Better Days Ahead. I had a chance to catch Charlie down at Musky Days down in Nevis, I think it was last month. And it's good to see him doing well. He plays a great show if you haven't had a chance to catch him. He visits northern Minnesota from time to time, playing here, there, and everywhere. I would suggest if you catch him, you should do so if you can. Anyway, the Central Lakes College Ag and Energy Research Center has its annual field day Friday, August 29th from 9 till 3 at their site in Staples. It's a day of hands-on demonstrations, education sessions, local food, and more. Find a schedule at clcagandenergy.org/events. And we receive support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30, and open mic night on Thursdays starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. And registration is now open for the Itasca Orchestra Youth Strings Program. Classes begin September 15th. Learn more and register at itascaorchestra.org. And it is about coming up on 1:30 on this beautiful summer afternoon. We're sitting in the mid-70s right now. Wind's going to be calm all day, and it's going to be mostly sunny. So, yeah, if you get a chance, get out there and enjoy it. The weather will turn eventually, and then we'll have that snow stuff coming down not too long from now. Tonight, it's going to be nice and cool, good sleeping weather, lows 52 to 58. And looking ahead to tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. So, another nice day coming. Getting back into the music, we're going to keep it kind of bluesy for a little while. We're going to play one from Freddie King. It's Going Down.
Going down, 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 down.
Jocelyn and Chris. Oh dear Lord, I lost it. Arnt, and that was Sugar and Spice. And before that, we had Danielle Nicole with Wolf Den, and we kicked the whole thing off with Freddie King and Going Down. You are listening to On the River. I'm your volunteer host, DJ Ironsides, and I will be with you here until about 4 o'clock, at which time the National Public Radio will take over with All Things Considered, and you'll get all the news fit to hear of the day. Then a little later on, it'll be As It Happens from the Canadian Broadcast Company. Then from 7 to 10 tonight, Will Owens will be on the river, so be sure to tune in for that as well. In the last Summer Muse Festival of the season is Saturday, August 30th from 4 to 8 at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji with artists, musicians, food, vendors, and more. So then support for KAXE comes from Frame Up in downtown Grand Rapids, committed to displaying treasured goods for over 40 years, offering prints, posters, and beyond. More at frameup.com. The Friends of Bemidji Lake State Park have a pancake breakfast Sunday, August 31st from 8 to 10 in the park's dining hall. Bring plates and utensils to help the environment. And you can find answers to frequently asked questions about KAXE's federal funding cuts at kaxe.org/funding FAQ. And I think we're going to keep rolling with the music here. We'll play one from Minnesota's own Spider John Kerner, who he just lost, I believe it was last year, at the ripe old age of 80. Here is his take on Hangman.
Come along. Looks like a waterfowl when I get them deep River blues. There ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish all go out on a spree when I get them deep river blues. Give me back my old boat, I'm gonna sail if she'll float, cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are better than I'm told, cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, and let it rain a whole lot more, cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, cause I got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see, cause I got them deep river blues. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, and if I sink, just let me die, cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, cause I got them deep river blues.
All right, there was Doc Watson and the Deep River Blues off of his Doc Watson self-titled album. Before that, we had Elizabeth Cotton in New Year's Eve. And right before that, we had a young lady from Ireland, Miriam Bradley, covering Elizabeth Cotton's song, Freight Train, which Elizabeth is probably best known for. And Elizabeth, if you don't know about her, she was discovered at a fairly old age working for the Seeger family, and they heard her just plucking away in the house in between doing things, and decided to record her, and she kind of had her own style of playing. They call it cotton picking. Anyway, that's her story. Then we started that whole set off with Spider John Kerner and Hangman off of Blues, Rags, and Hollers. Quick story about that album. He recorded that album in the morning over in Wisconsin, went and played a show that afternoon, and then later that night headed over to an FM radio station and did a session over there. And they also recorded that, and I've played a few things off it over the times on the radio, and it sounds really good for a dude who's been out playing all day long. Anyway, that was way, way back in the late 60s that all that happened. And it is coming right up about on 2 o'clock, which means it's time for our album of the week. And this week, our album is The Story the Crow Told Me by Ketch Secor. It is his first solo album, and he was founder of the Old Crow Medicine Show. So he's been around for quite a while kicking out music, but this is his first solo go at it. And it features guests Marty Stewart, Willie Watson, also from the Old Crow Medicine Show, and we'll hear him in this set as well, and Molly Tuttle. And the album is steeped in the storytelling of Secor's beginnings as a busker on the streets through the early days of the Old Crow Medicine Show. And the song we're going to play is Talkin' Doc Blues. And speaking of Doc Watson, who we ended that last set with, Doc discovered the Old Crow Medicine Show busking on a corner in Boone, North Carolina one year back in the 90s, and invited them to his festival down there, Merle Fest. And that's kind of where everything started for the Old Crow Medicine Show and Ketch Secor. They actually used to busk all over the place before that. And then they started recording, started getting a following, and here we are today with a pretty good music library from that group right there. And so here comes Talkin' Doc Blues.
Well, the boys and me didn't know what to do when our trans-American trip was through. Back then, Nashville wasn't cool, so we loaded up the truck, bound for Boone. Learned to talk like a hillbilly. Banjo, backer, bar, bar, war, yins. Blackbird, cruel for days, sing a little while and fly away. Sleeping on a cot in a halfway house, Shaney looking all over east, west, south. Got a lead on an Appalachian abode, an old girl Shaney down Platte Springs Road. We started multiplying chickens, goats, rabbits, lamb, coon, pig, dog. Build ourselves a fan base. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the skies of blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Oh, way on top of old Spook Mountain, there's Fraser firs like you can't count them. But down in the vale where the laurel's pink, a fella starts itching for something to drink. They say good water makes for good corn. Helps you swallow them lower tabs, too. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. Hey, let's make liquor in the bathtub soon, said Benny one morning on the road to Boone. Jingling the bell at the hardware store, carrying a copy of Foxfire 4. We started a-cooking. Stovetop, slag jar, thumb keg, worm. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the skies of blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Standing on the corner of King Street and High, still a little drunk on the 5th of July, when a red Cherokee parked there in the hot sun, and out popped little Miss Nancy Watson. Had her daddy in tow. He didn't see too good. Said he liked what he heard, though. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. Oh, my little darling, we were singing in the morning. Drugstore, it smelled like fried bologna. Arthur Grimes dancing on a buckboard, yep. And Doc said something that I'll never forget. That's real old-timey, boys. Like Pavian's up to the Merle Fest. Hey, blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. So one fine springtime afternoon, me and the boys busted out a boon for a bigger curve to crow real loud. I sure hope we made him proud. So long, Elk Park. Howdy, North Wilkesboro. Oh, blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the sky so blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Hey, blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the sky so blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew.
And this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And that was Ketch Secor with the Talkin' Doc Blues. And this is Corb Lund with Truck Got Stuck.
Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up. The Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford with some difficulty. Well, more rain than we'd seen for 1,000 years caused financial joys and biblical fears. It caused some smiles, it caused some tears, but more to the point of our story. For the first time in the collective memory, that old brown prairie that had been so dry for so long was very muddy. Boggy and sticky, we'd pull one truck out and get another stuck in. And motors would roar and tires would spin. We'd sink right down to the diff, and we'd all take turns and do it again till no one could move. I'll call one more friend, come on out here, we need you. Bring your truck. The Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up.